Brisbane's better when you're listening to Stav, Abby and Matt. Visit Brisbane City Council's website to find out how council is making Brisbane better too. Stav,
Abby and Matt. Brisbane wakes up with Stav, Abby and Matt on B105.
G'day podcasters. What's going on?
It is Ed Sheeran's birthday today. It is Stav's tomorrow. It's my dad's today, actually.
Yeah, how old's your dad?
Wow. Cool. 74?
He's born in 1949,
which makes 74, am I right?
74, yes.
Let's double check. I'm just going to look on my calculator. So he was born when?
1949.
So he's like 64,
70,
65? 74. Yeah, 74. He'll be at the gym, goes to the gym every day.
Good on him. Did he, has he always done that or did he do that as he got older thinking I should keep in shape?
No. Always.
Gym junkie.
Well, no. Fitness is just number one. If you haven't got your health, you can't have everything else.
That's true.
My parents used to always say. So dad used to go and pick me up from ballet, but he used to get there and I would be another 2 hours and he used to run around the city.
Right.
So he ran marathons.
Wow. Who did I see on the internet everyone was giving a hard time to this week because they were on the way to a gym session and they were punching a dart in the car?
No, I don't know.
Was it Ben Affleck?
Did he look sad?
No.
Then it wasn't Ben Affleck.
No, dad's been quite sensible with alcohol. Hmm. He's never smoked, never laughed.
Never cried. No.
He says all of that. You just need to keep in check.
Bottle it down.
Hold it in.
Yeah,
seal it up.
Gotta love him. Wash it down with some pea and ham soup.
And mum goes to the gym every day and hates it.
Mm.
Yeah, I hate the gym.
But she's like, you have to go. But like, they've just never given up on fitness. Even when they had, like us, it was, always fitness was a priority.
Yeah, I'd like to. I wish I was someone who enjoyed the gym.
You don't.
Well, you don't need it, but that's the whole thing. Like, you just need to find. So, mum goes to the gym because she likes to run after grandchildren.
Mm.
So she's like, I have to do that to be able to keep up and keep my bones. So that she does
find
that.
Your motivation.
Yeah, so you've got to find your motivation for it. And my dad's always enjoyed running. Like, Scotty's gone back to fitness now because he enjoys football. Mm. And you liked that. Maybe you just got to find another time slot.
Yeah, no, I did. I enjoyed.
You really enjoyed that.
Touch, but I just don't have the time.
You do. That's the whole thing. You do have it. You just don't want to sacrifice sleep or something.
No, that's right. Yeah. No, I've prioritized.
It's not
other
a priority. That's what I'm saying. It's not a priority. Yeah.
So I don't have the time because I've chosen other things.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, but they're always like, no, you've got to make it a number one priority, because then everything falls into place after that. Dad says.
Wise man, wise beyond his years, and he's old. So think how smart he is.
Righto, let's get into it.
Stav, Abby and Matt for breakfast. B105.
You got mail. You can write it in a letter, babe. Sent
you a letter. Abs, I think you might be the only person in my circle of people that I know who still writes letters and has stamps on them at all times in case you need to pen down a note and send it away.
It's an art form.
It is a dying art form.
It's our letter of it's actually our form of punishment in our house.
Is it? Yeah. Who do you have to write a letter to?
To write a letter to someone if you've done something wrong. Oh. So the kids, because I was like, it practices handwriting.
Yeah.
You don't get magazines and write, I stole your child, send me $100,000.
No, I mean, the kids have to do it to each other. Yeah, if they do, they're not very lovely letters.
No, right.
Yeah, I wouldn't have done this if you hadn't have done this.
Always the way, isn't it?
Mum said I have to say sorry.
You called me an idiot, so I stabbed you in the eye.
Yeah.
It's your fault.
There's a brizzy kid who has done this. He's 11 years old, God bless him, and he's written a letter because he is mad for planes, loves planes. He wants to be a pilot one day when he grows up, loves planes. And he flew from Brisbane to Melbourne for a holiday and he wrote the crew a letter and it said, Dear crew, thank you for flying me to Melbourne today. I've always wanted to be a pilot and have even flown a plane before. Jetstar always makes me smile and today gives me more memories of past flights. So thank you from future Captain Seb, he said, and he gave it to the crew. And as you can imagine, God love him, because it used to be a thing in our day. If you looked like you were nosy enough, sometimes they would go, does the kid want to have a look in the cockpit? But they don't do that anymore in case the kid's a terrorist.
Well, the terrorists ruined that for
they
everyone.
They do it though. They still do, because they do it at the end.
Right.
So you can do it at the start or you can do it at the end, and then they come, because they actually came to my kids and said, would you like to go and have a look? And you know, you're like, yes, they would. And they went, oh, no, we've seen it before. And then went back to their iPads. And I was so embarrassed.
You're like, I want to go.
Fair enough, though.
They will be going. And yeah. They put them in there and they put the little Captain Hat. It was cute.
It's the same as like at a kid's birthday party where they get the same Lego set twice. Mm-hmm. You know, it's hard the second time around to be like, geez, thank you. Mum's going to return this. Hope you gave the receipt.
But they showed him the cockpit. And then when he was chatting to the captain, the captain was so impressed because the kid knows everything. He said, I've never met an 11-year-old that knows as much about an Airbus as this kid. So he actually took him back another day and took him on a tour of the hangar and gave him a little captain's outfit and stuff. And he did a whole tour of the hangar and saw all the planes and stuff, said it was the best day of his life. And it got me thinking, because we often talk about the past generation, like your nans, would always send letters to big corporations.
Arnott's. Nana would always do Arnott's.
And what would she get?
She'd get a tin.
Right.
She'd say that, you know, she's so loyal to them. I don't know what other choices you had.
The tins with the biscuits and little cupcake holders?
Yes.
Oh, I love those.
Do they still have those? But yeah, she used to always get a tin.
Yeah, and you know, that's forward thinking. She liked to save money because once you finish the biscuits, it's a sewing kit.
Yeah, but it's now that you've just got an online form for feedback.
Yeah.
And then they just email back. It's not
Facebook.
The same. Yeah, it's not the same. But all of them do. They have the complaint section and the feedback section. You're like, no one's going to do the positive feedback.
There might be a urban myth, but I heard like Cadbury, if you sent a letter to Cadbury back in the day, you would get all sorts, almost like show bags and things.
Yeah.
Sent to you from the company.
It's just too easy to do online that they've got too many now that they just don't really do. Mm. We try and do compliments. Mm. So we'll call up and say we'd like to give some positive feedback if someone does good customer service. Mm. They get very confused.
They do.
They do.
Google reviews are a big thing. A lot of people even say when you leave a place now, can you leave a Google review?
But you don't get anything, you know.
Are you doing Google reviews?
Yeah.
Are you?
Yeah, because I've started reading them more, so I'd like to know.
I liked reading them. I've just never been brave enough to add one because you know what happens.
Your name comes up.
No, but if you leave one review,
it shows
can then
all
go
your
and,
reviews.
Yeah.
So that way you can see if they've left a bad review. Oh, no, they're just a cranky old mole.
That's
I'm
what I look at. I'm like, I can see their personality through that. Not interested.
Yeah.
Well, I just want to know if all the old stories are true. So 13, 10, 60, I want to know if you got anything cool from writing a letter to someone. You got a hamper or free beer for 6 months or something. Because you hear all these stories, but I don't think they're true. I mean, Seb got to see the hangar at Jetstar and he got to be in the cockpit and he's going to be a captain one day. So I guess it still happens. But Mel in Kalanga, what did you get when you wrote a letter?
I was 8 years old and I wrote a Christmas, a thank you card.
Yeah.
I was so excited. My mum's told me what to write. I've written X's and O's and... thinking I was finished, and she's like, no, you're not finished yet. So I've written halfway through this card, X's and O's. Anyway, she's gone to the John Farnham concert, had backstage pass, physically handed it to him.
Oh.
A month later, I come home from school, and there's a package from John Farnham.
Wow.
With, like, a signed memorabilia to her. Inside the book was my name.
Wow.
Instant message to me, a black and white photo for my mum. It was absolutely amazing.
Wow.
Like I'm only 30 now, but like I still love John Farnham, you know?
National treasure.
Sweet.
Yeah.
That's very nice.
Yeah. It was absolutely fantastic.
Wow. You're right though, Abs, because you can just get in contact with him on Instagram. He can't do that for everyone, you know. But if he only gets one letter here and there, you could easily do it back
easily
in the day.
Do it.
Yeah. Darren in Upper Mount Gravatt, what did you get when you wrote a letter?
Yeah, I wrote a letter when I was about eight. I think it was 1988. And I had little Tom Thumb firecrackers. And back then, some of them didn't work. So my dad told me to write a letter to the company. So I did. And about a month later, I got about $1,000 worth of fireworks, or these days about $1,000, with Tom Thumbs and Whirlies and Zoomers and all kinds of stuff. It was like Christmas every day.
Wow.
For about a month, we're flogging them off for. It was great.
Around about the same time as the great bushfires of 1982, right?
It was Expo. We were celebrating. It's all good.
When
were they banned?
I don't know.
I think it was late 80s, I think it was.
Yeah.
Yeah, because people were doing stuff.
That was still here. No,
no, this was in Sydney. This was in Sydney when I did it back then.
Firehawks, was that what it was called?
Skyhawks.
Skyhawks.
That's it. Yeah, that's it.
What's Skyhawks?
It was like a night where you would let off fireworks.
And they'd have big, bonfires that you'd go to.
We call it Guy Fawkes Night in Britain.
Guy Fawkes, maybe that's what it was.
Guy Fawkes.
Guy Fawkes Night. Yeah, to celebrate them trying to blow up Parliament.
That's right. That's what it is. Not Sky. Skyforks.
And then was it banned because of the fire? Like, or did we just go,
I think it was more, this is pretty dangerous. Mm. Also, it, kind of weird, we were celebrating that people were trying to blow up Parliament House.
Well,
you know?
Yes, but they were like, they're the Ned Kelly of Britain, really.
Yeah.
Phil, in Brookwater, you wrote a letter. What happened?
Back in 2010, I had brain surgery from a sporting accident, and my boss at the time was generous enough to give me 3 months off work fully paid.
Mm-hmm, lovely.
Now, he was a massive Chelsea FC fan, so I wrote a letter to Chelsea FC in England, and a couple of weeks later, I had a signed Frank Lampard jersey and a personalised letter to him saying thank you for supporting me through it all.
Wow. Isn't that great?
Did you sell it to him?
you know what? I took it in a frame to him, and he goes, I don't want that. And I went, hang on a second, you haven't even opened the present. He goes, if that's a photo of you, I don't want it. And I went, no, I'm not that sort of guy. And I'm like, right, if you don't want it, I'll have it. And he opened it and goes, no, I'll keep this now.
Now, that gift is too big for me to pretend that I want to keep it in my house.
Just remember, I wrote a letter. Okay. I wrote a letter once when I was in high school, wrote it to my favourite sketch show, The Late Show, with all the boys that you work with on Have You Been Paying Attention?
Mm.
And they made a sketch out of the letter that I wrote.
Did they?
Yeah, because I said that Tony Martin looked like a guy on Australia's Most Wanted, and the guy was in a hard hat in a wig, and he was stabbing someone with a syringe, and they got Tony Martin out dressed in the same outfit, and he had a syringe in his hand to pretend to stab someone, did a whole sketch on it. Yeah. Wow. I also said in the letter that I wanted to Jane Kennedy and I would take her out on my mountain bike, but I try to forget that part of the story.
Oh, you're kidding.
No. Brooke in Cleveland. Brooke in Cleveland, when did you write a letter and what happened?
Good morning, guys. So when I was about 6, 7, I spent a whole year writing those letters and drawing pictures. Do you remember the Saturday Disney show? Oh,
yes.
To get one of those prize packs. Mm-hmm. And it took about a year, but I came home one day and there was like a giant box on the table of like memorabilia and arts and crafts stuff and all that sort of stuff. So, like, yeah, it was great.
Wow. I always used to remember they'd say, when you send it in, make sure you take a photo. We can't send it back.
Yeah.
Straight to the bin.
Stav, Abby and Matt for breakfast. B105.
I present the Honourable Anthony Albanese, Prime Minister.
Albanese. Prime Minister is on. Good morning, mate.
Hey, how you going? The Eagles want their royalties.
We only played a little grab. We know the limit.
Yeah, we cut it before we've got to pay.
We take it to the limit.
You're coming
very,
up to
very sensible.
Brizzy today?
I am indeed. We've got the big announcement today of $7 billion funding between us and the Queensland government for the Olympic and Paralympic Games. So it's a really exciting day, but it'll be an exciting 2032 and the whole lead up to it and beyond, because it will leave, of course, a legacy for Queensland, not just for Brisbane. There are venues right throughout Queensland, of course, but the focus will be very much on Brisbane.
Did you play a sport growing up?
I did. I played rugby league, or tried to, and I played tennis, and I still play tennis. Played a bit of cricket when I was younger. A good sport is tennis because you can keep doing it. So I still play in the Sydney Bads comp occasionally. Uh-huh. I only made 4 rounds last year, but it did give the other teams a shock when I rock up as part of the mighty Marrickville team.
Yeah, we did see you in the stands of the Australian Open. That made a bit of news. It was like what you were eating, what people were cheering
you can,
for you.
You can smash a Magnum like a champion.
Well, you know, I am allowed to have, you know, a Saturday night off.
Yeah.
You know.
What they say on the Daily Mail, no way.
Yeah, no, absolutely. We're not allowed to be human at all. But that's life. That's part of the price that we pay for public life.
Speaking of that then, being a human, are you going to pop along to Ed Sheeran tonight at Suncorp Stadium? You love going to a bit of live music, and I praise you for that.
No, I'm in three states today, but I won't be in Queensland tonight. But I know that Bujra is his support act, and I met him. You know, he's 20 years old, amazing talent. He will be a superstar, and it's good that Ed Sheeran is having him on his tour because it'll really give him a lot of exposure. He sang at the Australia Day Australian of the Year awards, and he's just got the most extraordinary voice.
Yeah, he's going to be on stage 6 p.m. 6 p.m. he will.
We do want to ask what we've got you. We've talked about this a lot in the last few days, Albo, and that is the youth crime problem which we have here in Queensland. It's getting out of control. Are you and Anna, our Premier, discussing ways to get on top of that?
Oh, look, I think issues of crime, of course, always related to social issues a lot as well. We need to make sure that we give our young people, wherever they live, the best opportunities to be positive and to make the most of their lives. And part of that is our free TAFE places that began this year, 180,000 of them, giving people those career opportunities going forward. So that's,
I think
it's tough, though, because I don't know that a TAFE course is that. I don't know if a TAFE course is going to fix someone breaking into a house.
Yeah, there's a girl called Julie West.
We don't run the police system, obviously. What we can do, though, is to look at, okay, what's causing a young person to be in a situation whereby they're committing crime? How do we make sure that that is minimised by giving people?
Well, there's a lady called Julie
and optimistic outlook.
West that we'd encourage you to get to know. She has got a petition and she's trying to meet with you guys to be able to discuss. And she's not talking about anything else but the youth crime laws that she wants changed, and she wants the minimum sentencing to be increased.
They're not federal laws, of course. So my job as Prime Minister is a big one. And we are very much focused on doing that job and making a difference each and every day.
Yeah, it'd be nice to see some movement in it. Let's hope that we can get something sorted.
On a lighter note,
yeah.
Have you ever got a spray tan?
Oh, I forgot.
I got into trouble actually because I made a reference at one stage that. When the last Morrison government budget that it would have all the longevity of a spray tan, and it just disappear after the election, any of the funding that they were offering. And I went back to my office and I got a spray myself, a verbal spray, saying, how dare you criticize, make a joke about a spray tan. So
wow.
I'm not doing that. I'm not going there again.
You never put a bit of Bondi Sands on or something like
that? The boys said you had, and I said, no way. There's no way that you would have. So we had that bit of a chance.
Well, I have, of course, one of the benefits of being half Italian is I've got a bit of a Mediterranean skin.
Yeah.
So that does help. But having said that, we had a big... barbecue this week about melanomas, so I do want to give the message out there as well to be careful and cover up and make sure that people now are much more conscious about skin cancer than they used to be. So,
well, mate, nice to talk to you this morning. We appreciate your time, and have fun when you're here in Brizzy.
Indeed. Well, looking forward to travelling up there. The weather, I heard the weather report.
A fine, cracking.
Sunny day
yeah,
up
it's
there.
Beautiful. Beautiful.
Brisbane's always pretty good when I'm there, and I'm really looking forward to the announcement today and looking forward to watching as the game's infrastructure builds up over coming years.
Good on you, mate. There he is, the Prime Minister, Anthony Albanese at
B105. Stav, Abby and Matt for breakfast. B105.
Hey, this is Ed Sheeran. I'm in love with the shape of you.
It is a huge weekend. It all kicks off tonight, Suncorp Stadium. Ed Sheeran is performing, and this lovely, lovely girl is going to be there as well. Maisie Peters, good morning. You're opening for Ed Sheeran tonight.
Good morning. Yes, I am. Very exciting.
This is, I believe that you're actually signed to his label. Is that correct?
That is true. I am the luckiest girl in all of England and all of the world as well. Mm. It's been amazing. Ed's like actually just the best, and I do call myself a one-woman Ed Sheeran promotional team. But it's actually so easy to do. He's really just like the greatest. as you all know.
Yeah, yeah.
Do they do some sort of Hunger Games competition between his other signings as well to the toughest one survives?
Yeah,
yeah, great. Well done, you.
No,
yeah,
definitely. Yeah. There was a sort of like a sword fight kind of moment.
He's got swords, I guess. He's got them around.
Yeah, the thing about Ed Sheeran, he loves a sword. You
got it, I mean, let's not forget, though, your talents are what got you chosen. I mean, you wrote your first song at 9.
Wow.
What was the context of your song? What heartbreak and hardship had you gone through at 9 years old?
Well, obviously a lot. Actually, the song was probably really hit hard for some of you guys as well. It was called Sandcastles. It was about the sand, which I can't say I'd seen a lot of when I was 9 because I live in England and there's no sand in England.
No.
So it's really more of an aspirational sort of thing. But there's loads of sand in Australia, so maybe I was just sort of aiming, you know, international.
Yeah, you're ahead of your time.
Have you gone to the beach here yet?
Yeah. You know what? I'm on the beach right now.
Hang on, okay, so let's just check, though, because you're in Brisbane. You're not at Streets Beach at South Bank, are you? You're actually on one of the coasts?
Yeah, I'm in Byron Bay right now. I'm heading to Brisbane tonight.
Right. Okay, Byron Bay.
Yeah, right. Beautiful beach. Mm-hmm. It's just we have a beach in the city here in Brisbane, and it's an artificial beach. We just wanted to make sure that you weren't accidentally on that and thinking that this is what Australian beaches look like, because that's just sand and a pool.
That would be very English of me.
Yes.
Oh, you would think it was a beach. Yeah, no, you would love it.
Yeah. Listen, we're very sheltered in England. We don't have a lot of beaches. We'll take what we can get.
All right. Now, today being Friday is Ed Sheeran's birthday. You're aware of that?
A national holiday. Yes, I am.
Okay.
Is he the type of guy, we were discussing this yesterday, he's the type of guy who reminds everyone it's his birthday? Because he's been letting everyone know my birthday's coming up. Don't forget my birthday.
I don't know, but I don't think so. I feel like he's more of a sort of private birthday kind of guy.
Okay,
This is not going to go well, because he did tell us. Like, he's like, hey, guys, don't forget that Friday is my birthday. Mm. And we're like, oh, my God, of course, we're going to do something for you. And he kept asking us. So this is why we've done it. And we thought, what is the ultimate thing?
Wow.
Like, what do you get a guy that's got everything, you know? Mm. So
yeah, what do you get him?
Well,
we're going to get him a full stadium singing happy birthday at the same time. And
that's a great gift.
We've got the commitment of all the listeners that are going tonight saying, yes, we're going to sing happy birthday. We're thinking it's going to be after the second song when he sort of addresses the crowd we've heard.
Nice. Okay, I like this. He does this real organization there. I'm impressed.
Mm-hmm. Yep, Chris from, I don't know where he's from, but Chris is the hip, hip, hooray guy.
As far as you know, because you've seen his set, does he do two songs? He does do two songs? And then stops before
he does two songs. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think he does two and then there's a little pause.
Okay.
Or maybe he does three and then there's a little pause. Okay. Two or three.
All right, but there is a little pause. That's the most
That's when we all jump in and we all sing happy birthday.
A little pause.
Yeah, great. Yeah. Okay.
So we also wanted to get your help because you're playing just before him. Could you let the rest of the crowd know that that's going to happen too, so they're across it?
Yeah, I can. I really am. I'm honoured to be your man on the ground.
Great.
I can absolutely do that. Yeah, so I'll spread the word.
All right.
Wow. Thank you.
We really thought that was there'd be a bit more of a fight.
We don't want you to start the singing, though. Remember, you can't start the singing.
And don't mention
you're
it. It'd just be like and remember, guys, there's a special surprise coming up for Ed kind of thing.
No, you've got to explain it to the crowd.
You'll hear it.
Who cares? Maisie is going to be on the stage to tell all the non-listeners of the
show. What about if anyone then starts bursting into song then?
Yeah.
No, Maisie will get there.
Sorry, Maisie.
Maisie knows what to do.
I feel like it's going to be all right, guys. You know, like, I think this is going to be one of those things where the moment will strike and everyone will just know the moment has struck.
Okay. Mm. All right.
We love you.
Yes, we do. You're welcome on the show anytime.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, great. All right. So there we go. It is sorted. Maisie will spread the word
to all
the people who don't know. Mm-hmm. And we're good to go. Hey, thank you so much for coming on. If you want to get tickets to see you and Ed, you're going to be playing Suncorp Stadium. There's still some for Sunday. FrontierTouring.com is the place to go. And make sure you check out your current single, Body Better, as well. Get around that. It's a gorgeous song. Thank you so much, Maisie.
Thank you. Thanks, guys.
Stav, Abby and Matt for breakfast. B105. Can you make a hotline ring?
You can ask us anything. 131060, it's first calls time and we would love to hear from you. So anything you want to talk about, phone up.
All right, someone who's done that is Dave and Ormo. Morning, Dave, what's going on?
Good morning, crew. Matty's got the bus flight this weekend.
Oh, yeah, my eldest son, Ethan, it's his Bucks party tomorrow night. Yes.
Yeah, Good luck. And my son got married.
Hang on, mate.
You're just going to talk away into the phone. Baby, keep still, because I know it's hard to keep still when you're on the phone.
There we go.
Okay. Is that better?
That's better, mate. Better.
Yeah. My son got married 2 years ago, and me and my uncle had everything planned, and it turned out we weren't even involved. We're going for a round of golf and enjoy life. And in the last 2 years, he's moved out.
Yep.
He's built his own house.
Yep.
He's started his own protein powder in Reaper Gaming.
Right.
He's now pregnant. And
he's pregnant.
We hardly, she's pregnant.
Yeah, that's
we
how they say it, the young
hardly
people.
Hardly even hear from him.
Oh, right.
Hardly even see them. Even though they still love us and we love them and everything like that, but it's hard,
isn't it? I know what you mean, mate. Like, he moved out. Met his now fiance. They got engaged, and we see him maybe every second week. You know, when he comes around for a feed or something. But you know, it's tough because they start their own lives, they do their own thing, and you just have to be there whenever the phone rings.
I reckon though, Dave.
Well,
I reckon the good news is
lucky.
Yeah, when they have the baby, you'll be seeing more of them though.
Well, that's what the wife said last night. She goes, you know, like that. We don't see them now, but they come in because we still get the mail there, and they come in, they slip in before we get home, and they're gone, and we're like, you see them on the camera going, oh, hi, guys. and like you said, Abby, when the baby comes, it'll be, please help, come on.
Yeah.
Now, I know. But do you find it hard, too, because you don't want to be like, oh, why do you never come around? Like, you want them to live their life and, you know, and whatever, but you like to see them a bit more.
Absolutely. Well, as a family, like, we all did jiu-jitsu together for 15-odd years. We all trained martial arts together.
Mm-hmm.
We surfed together. Mm. We rode dirt bikes together. And now play golf together.
Yeah, he'll come back, mate.
Now you're sitting in the corner listening to Cats in the Cradle.
It's so true. Dave, you keep it up. Maybe you and I will just catch up when our sons don't want to speak to us.
Samantha in James Flat. What's going on for first calls?
Oh, my gosh. I had a terrifying experience yesterday. Mm. I had a snake on my window when I got in the car.
Oh, inside or out?
Outside, but it was slithering up my window of the driver's seat trying to get in, and I just freaked out. I hate snakes. Absolutely hate them.
Yeah, they're everywhere at the moment.
I've always watched videos like that online, and I'm like, that's never going to happen to me until yesterday.
Yeah, there was one at the tennis centre. It was actually on the fence,
right,
climbing right up, and I was like, why are you on the fence? Where are you going?
Didn't want to pay entry fee.
And then I realised there was a tree close by, it was getting up in there. But
did you try and get it off by turning your windscreen wipers on, Samantha?
No, because it was on my driver's side door.
Oh, the door. You couldn't get into the car.
Oh, God. Yeah. Well, good. I'm glad you lived.
So I just kept driving, and I was like, oh, my gosh. And then I stayed in the car until my husband got home, and I'm like, I'm not getting out until you check my car.
Yeah.
God, that would be terrifying.
Wow.
Shell in Warner. More snake-related calls. What do you got for us?
Yes. Hi, guys. How are you?
Good.
I know a couple of weeks ago Abby was on the fence about sort of getting her kids snakes and talking about reptiles and stuff.
Uh-huh.
And we've got Petaholic out at Warner, and we've got, I'd say, one of the best reptile rooms in Brisbane. So I would like to invite the crew, Abby, Matt, Steph, come have a look at our reptile room. We've got about 130 different reptiles.
Wow. So where is it at Warner?
At Warner, so in the Warner Marketplace. Mm. We've got Hulk, Gamora, and we've got Midoriya, cool, green tree pythons, so they're pretty awesome.
Midoriya,
we've got,
love it. That's so good.
Aphrodite and Hades, our albino Darwins, but it's not just snakes, it's lizards, turtles, it's all sorts. So we've got frill-neck lizards, we've got shinglebacks, we've got blue tongues,
wow,
we've got translucent bearded dragons, we've got all different types of geckos.
That's 100% what I was trying to find. But, Shell, I was wondering if I could, we would definitely like to check it out. I'm going to drop my son off so that he can experience it in full.
Absolutely.
And then I'll come back and pick him up.
We've started like little reptile, we've started information sessions. So in a couple of weeks, we'll be doing reptile cuddles. So if you're not sure.
Wow.
And that's cool. Been inspired by Abby. So if you're not sure about the whole reptile experience, you can come in, talk to the staff, because we're all reptile nuts. And we'll go through with you about, you know, husbandry care, licensing, you know, hold your reptiles. Licensing.
That is good, because we went around to all the pet shops and Jagger's not allowed to hold it and not allowed to experience it, and they're biting. So he's like, I don't know if I want one. So that sounds great. Thank you, Shell.
Stav, Abby and Matt for breakfast. B105.
We were just talking about snakes and my middle son has been obsessed with getting a snake. It felt like it came out of the blue, but now I look back at it, I realise he's always been into reptiles. He's right. Just that kid that goes and picks up lizards. Mm. And yes, he did go and pick up a snake in the backyard and move it to the bushland once he realised it wasn't venomous.
Right.
Yeah.
It bit him and he realised it wasn't venomous? Or he identified that before he tackled
it? No, do you know what he did? He FaceTimed his cousin who lives in Darwin, so is some sort of expert.
He's like, got snakes, doesn't he?
He does have snakes and he's always been obsessed with it. So he FaceTimed and he goes, No, that one's fine. He goes, you sure? And I was like, wait a minute, how could you see it with Jagger holding the phone so shaky? Yeah. But never mind. So he got it and
he was right.
He was right. But no, he does love that. And he wants something small that he can look after, is what he said. And I was like, so are you attached to the snake or can it have a little bit of
leeway
for it? And he just wants something that will be small, not like a dog or a cat, that he can look after. And he said that would calm him down.
Mm, like a care animal. I didn't know
you were so angry, but okay.
Oh, well, he's your kid.
And then he'd like to keep it in.
Yeah, right.
It's nice that. But then you had a suggestion.
Mm.
And I was like, that's not bad.
Mm, I had him when I was a kid, a hermit crab.
So I was like, okay. So I just had to pitch it to him and I was like, I don't want one.
Oh, brilliant.
Yeah, classic.
Mm. I don't want one. Stav was talking about these hermit crabs. I think they snap at people.
They're dangerous.
Dangerous. And they change their shells or something. But I personally don't want them. But, I mean, if you want to have a look at that rather than a snake, we can. We've been looking at them online. He's watched every single YouTube, knows what they eat, has worked out what he's going to feed them, where they're going to go, and he's going to buy 4 spare shells, and we're picking them up on Saturday.
Hey,
congratulations.
How many are you getting?
He wants to breed them.
Oh, okay.
Can you breed them?
I don't know.
I mean, when are you? He said he wants to get a boy and a girl, so pregnant.
Okay, because they do fight.
Do they?
Yeah. Some do.
Sweet, we'll come around. I'll bring some cash and we'll have a couple of beers and make a day of it.
That's not really good.
So you're getting crabs on the weekend?
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
That'll be
fun. How are they different from crabs? Like,
well, not really, except for the hermit part, the shell, because a normal crab makes its own shell, its own hard shell. Yeah. These ones have soft bodies, so they have to have their own protection and they crawl into shells.
You had one, didn't last long, right?
No, Ethan had them for a short time, but they can. You got to be careful because we had to have like a tube going in for something. I can't remember what it was.
Because I don't live in water. I mean, that's a dumb question, isn't it? I don't live in water. Like, you've got to have water there for...
Yeah,
yeah. They're both. They're amphibious.
Okay.
And they can climb out.
Right.
So they find a way of escaping and we would find them, like you'd be walking around the house and they'd be out in the kitchen. You'd be like, how'd you get out down the hallway? Yeah, but they're so little, they don't really hurt. And they say they can live for 15 years. Mm. And so when we bought them, we're like, great, that's 15 years. We don't have to worry about it. Mm. It wasn't that long before we had to have the death chat.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
But he likes eating seafood, so he might be okay with it.
And, you know? Yeah, it's different to a cat or a dog passing away. It's a little crab. You sort of just go, we'll just pop another one in the shell.
Yeah. It's a compromise that we're so happy with.
Great. I'm glad I could help.
Although I started to come around to the snake.
Did you?
Well, when you get the snake, you can feed it the crab and then you only have one responsibility.
Don't feed
the
crab.
We did go
first,
through
though.
That. We're like, would it eat crab?
It would, but then you're like, every day you're like, well, where's the crab? I had crab the first time I was at this hotel and now I've got mine. I want the soft shell crab again, please.
Stav, Abby and Matt for breakfast. B105. Hey, this is Ed Sheeran. I'm in love with
the shape of you. We have to remind everyone that Ed Sheeran is going to be performing at Suncorp Stadium and today is...
His birthday.
That's what happens. And as soon as you hear someone singing, happy
birthday to you.
Well done. You guys join in because we want to sing happy birthday to him.
Uh-huh.
It's a very emotional time.
It really is.
So it's tonight, Suncorp, when we're singing happy birthday. What we've been told, our intel says that he'll do 2 songs. He comes out, does 2 songs. Uh-huh. Then he stops and chats to the crowd while the rest of the band come and join him on stage.
Yeah, and that's our moment to strike.
You go straight in. Straight in.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And we do have someone doing the hip hip hooray, so if you can remain silent for that, yeah.
Chris from Tambourine, with the heart of a lion, took it over last night.
Hip hip!
Hooray!
Hip, hip,
hooray!
Hip, hip,
hooray!
Yeah, you got goosebumps.
Yeah, you got the job. You got the job, Chris.
I got the job.
You got it.
Do we know where he's seated?
C, I believe. C-section.
C-section? Yeah. Okay, cool. That's good. So
too
it's quite...
close to push.
So what we've done as well is we've got section captains. So there's been a lot of people who've called up said, I'm going tonight. And remember, if you know about this, even if you're not a section captain, you can still go around your area and tell everyone, B105, we're all singing happy birthday at this point. Get as many people in the stadium involved.
If you're a little bit nervous telling people, just airdrop them.
Yes.
That is great.
So we are going to put up, have we put it up already on our socials? We're going to
put. She'll be on the gram.
She's on the gram. So we want you to go to our Instagram. You'll see a photo there and we want you to save it into your phone so you can airdrop it just to remind people to sing happy birthday in your area.
Yeah.
No, it's not there yet. Are we putting it up now? Yeah, it's going to go live now.
It's on our story.
No, can we, is it, wait, let's get it so it's on the main page
too. Yeah, because we post too many stories. Some people give up on us.
I'm a swiper in stories. If I see dots, I'm sorry. Next.
Let's put it everywhere. Next. So, yeah, we all know.
Can't hurt to put it everywhere.
Yeah. So that you can just airdrop it to every people in your group.
Yeah.
And, yeah. So you nothing rude. Let's not make this a rude thing. Let's just share this one, okay?
Yeah. So you open it up. It'll be on our main page on Insta. You go to the three little dots in the top right-hand corner. And then you should be able to save it off there.
I'm excited. I'm nervous.
Screenshot it. Yeah. You can screenshot on your phone and it'll save it into your photo camera.
Yeah. Yeah, thank you for sharing that to the boomers. That's exciting.
I actually think it's going to work. I have like 100% confidence in this.
You're not going to be there. Do you want us to save it for you on Monday or do you want us to tell you whether it worked?
Depending on how the breeze is blowing, I should be able to hear it.
You do pick it up from your place, don't you?
Yeah. Mm. Yeah.
But not the happy birthday part.
Oh, but 80,000. Well, you think about it, if I can hear Ed, but that's 80,000 people all singing at once, I should be able to hear that.
We are going to get tingles.
And if I didn't know what was going on, I'd be like, that guy is insanely popular.
Yeah. Wow. We're going to tear the roof, the metaphorical roof, because there is no roof on some off. And the other thing is, too, if you're in there, when you're singing, we want to get this from every angle. I know you will be anyway, but film it. Mm-hmm. So make sure you film it, tag us in at B105 Brisbane so we can see you and all of your crew singing happy birthday to Ed.
One thing I haven't thought about is, do you get a bit embarrassed when people sing happy birthday to you?
Oh, it's the most awkward thing in the world.
Because you don't know what to do. You can't join in. No. So you just stand there as everyone is singing to you.
I think you'll cry.
Maybe.
Big moment.
Maybe it's happened to him before.
Maybe.
What I hope he doesn't do is go, well, technically, I mean, it's my birthday here today, but back home, it's not really my birthday. Shut up, Ed. Take it. Take the song. Okay. Song two. If he does play a third song or something, just be prepared for that.
Yes, yeah.
It's the first gap. The first gap in him singing where he addresses the crowd.
Yeah.
Bang. Boom. Happy birthday. Followed by Chris.
Hip hop! Hooray!
Perfect. It's going to be big. All right. Huge. Jump on Insta, grab that tile, airdrop everyone around you tonight.
Stav, Abby and Matt for breakfast. B105.
What's the generation? It's the generation game.
Yes, the generation game. We get three generations in and they all work together instead of arguing with each other. To get 4 out of 4. What's your highest so far, guys?
3 out of 4.
Yeah.
Haley's not Hayley's turned not on.
Oh. You didn't turn Haley on.
I wasn't going to make it. No.
Sorry, Haley. No. I don't see numbers.
I feel like we've been off by one.
Yeah, I think 4's the highest.
Mm. Okay. All right. Well, let's see how we do this round. Now I'm going to play a little bit of a TV show, and you have to tell me what it is. Here we go.
The old Sayo biscuit, over 90 years old and an Aussie icon. Well, these ones aren't 90 years old, but what we're going to do is dare someone to eat three and whistle us a tune all within a minute. And if they can do that, I'll give them $50.
Who dares wins. Yeah.
I knew from Mike Whitney as soon as he started talking.
Do you remember that show?
No.
What was the dare with the Sayo, though? That's a bit
the
dangerous.
Sayo challenge. Yeah.
Maybe we should try it.
That's where the video came from.
We should try it?
Yeah, like
the Sayo challenge.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know. Could you whistle after a Sayo?
So moving on.
Wheatbix as well.
Wheatbix are very dry, yeah. Any Wheatbix eaters here?
Yeah, I like a bit of a Weet-Bix.
I haven't had Weet-Bix in a while, actually.
I like Weet-Bix with Vegemite on top.
That is a win. I'm with you there. So good.
Cast your mind back to 1994. What was the highest grossing film that year?
94.
Were you alive yet?
No.
No,
here I am, like, yeah, I know.
Well, they still show it.
Pokemon? Was that when Pokemon first came out with a movie?
When was Titanic? That would have been
that
later.
Was 97.
97? Mm-hmm. Thank you. All right.
The year that I was born.
Oh, wow. There you go.
Highest grossing. Was it like a Star Wars?
1994.
Or in Mission Impossible, maybe?
That's good. I remember I went on a date with someone.
I'll give you a clue. It's animated.
Right.
Oh, The Lion King. The Lion King.
Or Toy Story?
I'm going with The Lion King.
King. I would say Lion King.
I think you're on a win there.
Because I'm,
Okay. Righto. Okay. Lock that in. The year was 2008. Corey Worthington did an infamous interview with Lena McKinnon on A Current Affair.
Mm-hmm.
Got some audio there.
I will say sorry now for everything that happened.
Why don't you take your glasses off so we can see you? And then apologise to your neighbours for frightening them.
Nah, I'll leave these on. Nah, I like them.
What colour were
yellow.
Those
I can picture them right now. They were yellow.
They were yellow?
Yeah. Okay. And they had, like, the lines across them, I think.
And they did,
He was wearing a furry coat, too. He was in a coat, no shirt.
Flat cap.
The multicolour hat.
Yeah. Okay, so locking in yellow.
God, Corey Worthington.
Then he came back and did Australian Ninja Warrior.
He's married with kids now.
Yeah.
Imagine when they have a party. Isn't that going
to
be fun?
Oh, God. How many times does he have to be told that?
Are you going to go away, are you? Really? Leave your kids alone. Would you trust him?
Maybe he'll hand the sunglasses down to another generation, whatever colour they may be. Question number four. Name the writer of the Goosebumps series.
I know this one.
Oh.
Funnily enough, I just found some old Goosebumps books in my house last night that I put up on the kids' bookshelf.
Jack Black plays it in the movie, doesn't he?
Yeah, he does. Did a good job. Movie was good.
R.L. Stein is the author of Goosebumps. Not to be mistaken with the DJ, R.L. Grimes.
And that's why, that's actually his DJ name named after that author.
Oh, there you go. Okay. All right. Let's go from the top.
I reckon we nailed it today.
Okay. Except for The Lion King. Let's just wait for that one.
No, I'm confident, Queen.
Okay.
This is going to be iconic.
What was the name of the game show? You're right. It was Who Dares Wins, airing on the 7 Network between 1996 and 1998. I would have thought it went longer than that, to be fair. Okay.
That's one.
That is one in a row. What was the highest grossing film of 1994? Sueña. You might actually have that on the story.
I think you did it better, Stav.
Did you know, Hayley, that they're actually saying it's a lion? Did you know that?
I didn't.
Oh, it's a lion. Oh, yes, it's a lion.
Stav loves saying that to people. I'm surprised he hasn't told
and
you.
And Darth Vader is the voice of Mufasa.
Okay, that blew my mind.
And
really?
Yeah. Corey Worthington did an infamous interview with Lena McKinnon wearing... I didn't even...
Yeah, we know that one, though. Yellow.
I would have said green, but
you're right.
Yeah.
And the best part was like...
bleach blonde hair.
Layla, you just sound like a grumpy mum. Like, nothing's going to break him. Yeah. Just roll with it. Yeah. Everyone's loving this. Calm down.
The writer of the Goosebumps series... So sorry, it was J.K. Rowling.
Hey!
Well done. 100%?
100%! Well done! We stopped the game!
No, we don't.
Oh,
no,
we don't! No,
Stav, Abby and Matt for breakfast. B105.
It's a Friday, which means we do this.
Medibank presents Parkrun. To register, search Medibank presents Parkrun. Live better with Medibank.
Hello, Friday.
It's producer Ash taking a look back at some highlights and lowlights with Stav, Abby and Matt's weekly wrap.
You're in a bit of a mood today, aren't you?
Nah, it's Friday, just having fun.
As opposed to the other days, you don't have fun?
Nah.
Monday to Thursday, depression.
Depression.
Yep.
Can you think of Billy Fisella?
Monday started off with the radio station being a little bit broken.
Now, we're having some problems with our, is it transmitter?
Yeah.
Yes.
Our server?
Yeah, no, the transmitter. So a flock of bin chickens ran into the transmitter on the top of Mount Cootha.
Either that or it's sabotage.
Which station? 4BC? You reckon they climbed up there? Ray Hadley himself with a pair of pliers. Snip, snip.
These buff heads.
Jack, I want you to draw me like one of your French girls.
We celebrated love with Valentine's Day, but if you're not loved up, chances are you're not interested.
You can name a cockroach after your ex, and then you can live stream it as it gets eaten by a meerkat.
Specifically a meerkat, or can you pick the animal that eats it?
This is the thing. They've tried it with other animals, and I was like, this is your opportunity. Australia Zoo, could you imagine naming a chicken after your ex, and then the crocodile comes for it?
Yeah.
But then people have been like, oh, it's a bit mean. Huh. Well, they're eating it anyway.
It's a bit mean.
Come and eat Gary.
What, is it
he
mean?
He cheated on you with your neighbour. Come and eat Gary. And then you live stream it. It's perfect. It's a love story,
baby, just say yeah. Poor Gary. Speaking of love, we got onto the topic of seduction.
No, I don't want to go to a party in your pants.
Very well.
A former Russian spy has shared some information that people are like, oh, tell us more. She was taught how to seduce a man really fast and easy so that she could get the information. She was dealing with
just a very quick class.
She was dealing with dangerous criminals. She had to get the information.
Who's a Russian spy too? It's never the Aussie ones that come out with this. Sharon, the spy for Australia, says...
Oh, well, I'm in Canberra. What do you want?
Shagging for Australia.
Buy him tickets to the footy and say you'll have a couple of beers.
Mm-hmm.
Next thing you know, you're back at his place. I mean, it's his mum's place. And he'll tell you whatever you want to know.
He's got the whole downstairs area to himself.
And a kitchenette.
He's nice. And also the nuclear codes. That's why we're here. Let's not forget that.
Abby told us she needs shoulder surgery, and the boys had some great ideas to help her with recovery.
6 weeks, I can't drive, and we don't have any family here, so I was like, no one can really help me.
Me and Stav can do your hair for you.
Yeah, you've got girls, you'll be able to do hair.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just things like this.
Give
where
your daddy
I've just
plait,
been,
as I call them.
I
have removed your bra in the past, so I can do that if needed.
I don't want it removed, I want it put on.
Could you just glad wrap them?
Actually, Matthew.
Whoa!
That's not a bad idea. Why don't I get booby tape?
Mm-hmm.
It's probably the smartest thing you've said. Tell you what, he doesn't know much, but he knows how to keep your boobs up.
Everyone's got a niche, you know?
It's what's important to the individual.
Well, when you've got a passion, you focus on it. That's right.
Yeah. Are you going to the theatre in that time? Because you won't be able to clap. No.
If you don't have a bra on, if you just jump up and down, you might be able to.
Wow.
You should have stopped.
He should have.
Should have stopped earlier.
Yeah.
You're winning. Everyone was like amazed.
And then you just went
down that line.
You snatched defeat from the jaws of victory.
Until next time, that's a wrap with Stav, Abby and Matt.
Stav, Abby and Matt for breakfast. B105.
Alpha Box Monday, the 20th.
28th
of February.
20th. Mm-hmm. Your letter is E, and some of your answers are Ecuador, Elmo, and one of the worst wars in Australia's history, Emu.
Wars?
Yeah, the Emu Wars of 1800s. Yeah. Mm. We lost.
And the Emus won?
Yeah, they did.
Mm. Okay.
I just got a text from my dad.
Yep.
Talking about his birthday.
He heard us.
It just reminds me of you. Because I had said happy birthday. And I said, what are you doing today? Are you having a birthday? He said, do you know what, love? I just really wanted a normal day and have nothing out of the ordinary. But the others apparently want to do something. So it looks like we're having a barbecue tonight.
I love him so much.
All he wanted to do was be left alone.
Separated at birth, we were.
Mm. Mm. I do like it. He's written BBCUE.
Couldn't bring himself to do a Q. He's got to get it as grammatically close as he possibly can, B-B-Q. Even with his short hair.
Yeah.
That's a long text from him, by the way.
Right.
Normally it's just okay.
K. All right. See yous. Stop,
Abby and Matt. Brisbane wakes up with Stav, Abby and Matt on B105. Your day was made better by Stav, Abby and Matt. Now search dog parks to find out how Brisbane City Council is making Brisbane better too.